GBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Thoughts on the latest Trump pick ahead of a federal agency? Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has been tapped to be Health and Human Services Secretary.
RFK Jr., you know, we know he's an environmental lawyer, but he also made a name for himself as a prominent vaccine skeptic, spreading misinformation. So this is the cause of some alarm amongst public health officials when it comes to this nomination.
ABC News Medical Unit Coordinating Producer Sony Salzman. The president-elect held a big gala at Mar-a-Lago last night to celebrate his White House win, announcing another pick, North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum, for Interior Secretary. He's known as a champion of the oil industry. A Texas man is under arrest, accused of supporting ISIS and plotting a mass casualty terror attack. Anas Saeed was taken into custody in Houston on Thursday. The world's most polluting cities released at the COP29 UN Climate Summit in Azerbaijan include Shanghai, Tokyo, New York, and Houston. This is ABC News. A jury in the trial of a Marine vet facing manslaughter charges in New York getting a chance to see exactly what he told police after a deadly encounter on the subway.
Jurors heard Daniel Penny in his own words, watching video as he demonstrated on a detective the chokehold that killed Jordan Neely.
He was acting like a lunatic, like a crazy person.
It happened in May of 23. Penny, a former Marine trained in hand-to-hand combat, says he was just trying to protect fellow strap hangers when Jordan Neely got on and started threatening people. The medical examiner ruled Neely, who was unarmed and had a history of mental illness, died from compression to the neck.
That's ABC's Josh Einiger here in New York. And the FBI is trying to figure out how many banks were hit by a gang of West Coast robbers who used some convincing costumes. The thieves dressed up like construction workers and used tools like jackhammers to cut into vaults and ATMs. They took at least $4 million before they were busted. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.FM.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Tom, your thoughts.
I don't believe that people don't know who Trump is at this point, and they have willfully decided to ignore everything he has said in order to vote what they think is the most important thing. And that's what voting is all about. But you can't claim ignorance when it comes time that Trump is going to pull the trigger and do some things that are going to hurt you and your family. That's what's probably going to happen.
Yeah.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Mike Siegel joins us now to make our popcorn pick of the week. Hey, Mike.
When I was a kid in the 70s, there was no Walmart. There was no Sears was everything, from our tools to all our back-to-school clothes, everything else.
Right? Pants, stereos, kitchen appliances. Do you have pantyhose? Yeah, they're right next to power tools on second floor. It's like you really could get everything there.
Everything.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Still waiting for Chris. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks head to Charlotte to take on the Hornets tomorrow night. Milwaukee now 4-8. The Hornets are 4-7. Chris Middleton is yet to play after surgery this summer on both of his ankles. Head coach Doc Rivers on whether there's a growing frustration regarding Middleton.
No. I mean, obviously we want Chris to play, but Chris is doing all the work. He's working his butt off. That's all. You know, as a coach, that's all you can ask for. And we were hoping we were going to be healthy, but we're not. And there's nothing you can do about it.
Men's college basketball should be a special night tonight at the Kohl Center as the Badgers honor Hall of Fame coach Bo Ryan and members of the 2014-15 team that went on to the Final Four. Meanwhile, the Badgers had their work cut out for them, hosting Arizona, the number 9th-ranked team in the nation.
Now we've got a tremendous test coming at us on Friday. You know, an extremely big team, an experienced team. Caleb Love backed one of the guard positions, put a lot of pressure on the rim. Obviously a really, really good team.
That's Badgers head coach Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba, who's up for a good old-fashioned boxing match. Jake Paul and Mike Tyson square off this weekend. Paul took to his social media platforms to troll Tyson by wearing diamond-spiked ear covers to get under the former champ's skin. The dig is from when Tyson bit Evander Holyfield's ear years ago. Not allowed in boxing. Paul is the odds-on favorite to win the fight. According to odds makers, Paul is the odds-on favorite due to the fact that Tyson hasn't fought in 19 years, has been near death due to illness more than once, and is more than twice Paul's age. Come on, Iron Mike. Sometimes people struggle after they retire. This appears to be the case for actress Cameron Diaz, who is ending her 11-year hiatus from show business. Diaz has been cast opposite Jamie Foxx in the Netflix spy movie called Back in Action, a comedy thriller. The duo previously starred together in the film Annie. Back in Action drops January 17th on Netflix. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be a nice weekend, and you're going to want to get out and enjoy it because things are going to start to go downhill next week. Cloudy this morning, gradual clearing this afternoon. Our high today, 53. 37 tonight, tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered showers, 53. Sunday, partly cloudy with a high of 56. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
Earl Ingram.
Friday morning, Sandy Williams will be back in the studio, and we'll have a broad conversation about the outcome of the election and the direction of the future of our nation.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings at 9.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. Happy Friday, everybody.
Super happy for you, right?
Why is that?
Aren't you going on vacation?
Yes, I am super happy.
why is that?
You know what I did yesterday? I spent a lot of money yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
At a store I've never been to before.
Well, that's good to hear.
Pelkey's.
What?
In Suamico.
What is that?
Pelkey's Meats.
Oh.
Oh, no, somebody told us about that.
Yeah.
The guy from Oshkosh told us about it, I think. The guy, remember that story when they had all those, like,
20 different brats?
Yeah. He said Pelkey's has that.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I went there yesterday. Wow. Yeah. It was cool.
Yeah.
What'd you get?
You can spend a lot of money there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we got some tenderloins.
Yep.
Nice.
But numerous types of sticks, you know, smoked sticks.
Oh, yeah. Garlic.
Different foot. Yep.
Yeah.
Get
them with cheese in.
Cheddar.
Yeah. Those are good.
Got those. Got some brats that look really good,
yeah.
Like a smoky cheddar brat.
Oh, yeah.
Got some breakfast sausages that look really good.
And do you campfire cheeses. Then? Is that how do you cook this stuff? Does he have a grill or what do you guys
get
do?
Get a grill outside. Yeah.
So it's all going to be cooked outside. Do you get some good buns?
I did not.
Okay, get them today.
I should have. I know.
No, get them today. You don't want to get them yesterday. Get them
today. Okay, so are the
brats. Stop at Festival on your way out.
Are the brats and everything good? I've got them in my refrigerator, obviously, yesterday right away. They'll be okay till tomorrow, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's fine. No, that's
just get a cooler, put them in, and the tenderloins too, and everything.
Did that tenderloin though? You want to throw those in a Ziploc bag and marinate them?
Yeah, I know.
We talked about a few things: a little garlic, Worcestershire sauce.
That actually sounded really good.
Yeah,
yeah.
And you could just get that online, or just make up your own concoction.
I bought something that seemed so good, like it was like homemade raspberry jam.
Raspberry's good. Yeah.
I was like a kid in a candy store. I really was. I mean, I really was.
Yeah, that.
But when you're buying for somebody else too,
it's almost more fun, right?
Yeah, it is.
Oh yeah,
yeah, it is.
Yeah,
like so, what could I got?
Yeah, yeah. Now, even if you,
I'm super excited.
Yeah, that's gonna be fun.
I just got to go buy some long underwear and stuff.
And you, hunting opens
today.
Today.
Mm-hmm. So he's hunting today, and then I'll hunt tomorrow afternoon when I get there.
But you never got a deer, so you're
not.
You're just.
I've never even shot at a deer.
You should really see it going out in the woods. That would be more. Like
accurate,
yes, accurate. I was going to say honest.
It would be
accurate. It would be okay. But that's nice. I'm glad. What I think is cool is you're spending some quality time with your older brother.
Absolutely,
and that's what football should be. That's what hunting should be. Is those there's generations that they go to camp and it's the grandpa, the kid, and the citizen. First time they bring their gun, like when they're 10, and it's a big deal. Like, I never experienced all that, but I hear stories. I think it's great.
No, I can't. I'm so, you could say, hey, I got
to. We would just all go to the bank, buy a CD. This is a 10th. So,
but it's not what, it's one of those things where it's like, if you said, hey, I got a trip for you to Jamaica or go spend time.
God. You guys take
camp in heartbeat. But again, we say hunting, but it's going to be, okay, one of our big discussions yesterday was with cribbage. Are we playing for $5 a game? Or are we, and we had like
a heated, that's a lot.
We had like a heated discussion on this. Or is it going to be how many pegs you beat the other guy for $1 per peg?
That's Well, you guys play, that's a lot of money.
We get serious.
Yeah.
Wow. We get serious.
I mean, with that kind of conversation, you could solve all the world's problems. I mean, really, right?
And we had the same thing. If we play horseshoes, because he's a really good horseshoe player, but he's got a bad shoulder.
Oh, good.
Is all it right. five ringers? But then I only have to make three for $5 a game.
So you got a handicap?
Okay. Yeah. Oh, I'll bring up $100 in $5 bills.
Okay. Well, hey, that's fun. And you guys really get along. Is his wife up there?
No.
Okay, cool.
Just me and him.
That's fun.
Yeah, absolutely. Right? First thing we'll do is build a fire in the wood stove in the kitchen and hopefully get the sauna going. I love that. Just get rid of this crud, whatever I've got, a good hot sauna.
I hope that just wipes it out
just
for you.
Burns it out.
I kind of, last night, Todd said, how you feeling? I went to bed like really early last night because I had a bunch of stuff to do. I did my show here yesterday in the afternoon, which went great. I hope people listen to it. It's all on homelessness. Terry Ruffsgard was in.
Oh, Terry. Great.
We talked about not just what the community shelter's done the last 20 years, but the next step.
When I worked with Terry, kind of worked in conjunction with her when I was on TV, and she was big with
Special Olympics.
Special Olympics. Yeah. The amount of human beings who could use a helping hand that she has helped over the 40 years or whatever is mind-boggling.
Yeah.
She was so good with those Special Olympics people. It was incredible.
And that's why they saw that. Paul Sherrill and those guys, you know, the board, and they're like, look, would you? I mean, she wasn't looking. I mean, she was feeling the groove there, you know, and really helping people.
She made such a statement, what she did.
But she tells that story. And again, you can just go to Spotify and just download Lean Local, or you can the Civic Media app, or you can listen to it, but it's at 1 o'clock on Sunday and everybody's going to be watching the game. But she talks about the transition, why she did it, but she just saw a real need for that.
Yeah.
And that was really poorly managed. 20 years ago, the homeless. I mean, staff was drinking. I mean, it was just crazy. They weren't breathalyzing. And
I had no idea there was a facility for homeless 20 years ago. Yeah.
So then they built that new place.
And no, that's great.
We're building a new one. We bought a lot of real estate.
You know what I started doing last night a little bit when I was putting together my deer clothes or whatever, hunting clothes, is finding some of my clothes where it's like, I wore this one time. I'll never wear it again. I'm putting those in a box for you to bring out there. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah,
absolutely. You didn't have to put it that way, but yeah.
Okay. All right. We're talking about
Todd.
Bigger clothes,
HR. Is that an HR thing?
What's that?
You hear what he said?
No, I didn't.
He says putting a box of clothes together for him for the
What do you call it?
I said, you mean your fat clothes. It's kind of a compliment because he was talking yesterday that he was putting clothes on and they were really loose. And I'm like, get rid of them.
Exactly.
Don't ever go back to them. Don't save
have that
them.
Fall back.
Don't.
Call an HR.
Yep, I've got HR on the line right now.
Excess clothes. But no, and then we'll take
them. But I think psychologically what you said makes sense.
You get rid of those, Johnny.
You know, I always do that, and then like 6 months later when I put the weight a little bit back, I'm like, I got to go buy new stuff.
You know, there's a part of me that thinks, okay, because I was telling Jim, I'm down 14 or 15 pounds from the first high school game of the year. So it's pretty slow to lose 14 or 15 pounds, but I'll still take it.
Sure.
Okay. Well, yeah. But I figure if I can get through the next 2 months, if I can get through the rest of November, get through January, maybe get through the playoffs a little bit without putting it all back on, because I'm not going to be walking.
Right.
I know I'm going to be eating bad food.
Yeah.
I don't want to be that guy at a Christmas party. Oh, no, I'll just have some celery and yada, yada.
Yeah. As soon as I am so close, I'm at like 203. As soon as I get 199, that will open the floodgates.
Psychologically?
To 175. I will be at 175 by...
That's a lot, though.
By March, right?
That's I gotta give 25. It took me 4 months to lose 15 pounds.
I'm telling you, I even when I talk to my doctor and he goes, try this. I'm like, that's a placebo. I say,
well,
if I want it to work, it works.
Though,
if it doesn't work, it doesn't work.
Are you going to go to our doctor friend we met the other day?
You know what? I talked to him about that, and he's like, so what we're talking about is a lot of people, and more people than I think you think are on that Ozempic. They're not on Ozempic. It's called, you mix it. And the federal government was like, oh, my God, and I don't know what Kennedy's going to do when he gets in there, but the federal government is like.
It's fine.
they regulate it.
Just don't put fluoride in it. Just saying.
And you can use it. He'll have it and brush your teeth, and you're losing weight at the same time.
Wow.
He'll come up with something. No, he's not saying he's
doing
that.
But I think they're just touching the tip of the iceberg.
That's
with this
what he
stuff.
Said. Oh. He said, look, but be careful. There's some junk out there.
No, I believe it.
So he said, if it's working for your friend, and I told him about our friend who's on it, and he goes, buy it from her because it's cheaper than over
there. Yeah.
Than,
oh, God.
You know, she's, I don't know, like she said she's paying
three times cheaper,
right,
isn't it?
Right, right.
Like 300 versus 1,200?
1,100.
1,100.
So he said, that's fine. Just, you know, I worry. Or if you want to send it to me, then I'll call and make sure they got their right credentials. Because there's some probably people in a garage selling that stuff.
Oh, no question.
You know, I mean, no they question. Rip people off on anything and everything.
Yeah.
But anyway, and then our buddy down in Appleton, I hope he's legit. I think he is. The guy that makes
Dr. K.
Stuff.
Dr. K.
Yeah. Oh, the one that was here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm just definitely legit.
Right.
Oh, yeah. So, I didn't know he was Appleton. I thought he was Green Bay.
No, he's in Appleton.
Oh, okay.
So I'm going to just send his name to my doctor, and he's going to say, this guy's great.
Well, he's an emergency room doctor, isn't he?
He is.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's pretty legit
he
there.
He is. But his side hustle is making this.
Right. No, I know.
It's not called Sudafed. What's it called? It starts with an S.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
Anyway. So am I going to do that? I think when I hit 199, that's my treat.
I'm a firm believer when you lose more weight, it's more of an incentive to keep losing weight.
That's
because there is an endorphin when you step on that scale. You feel so good. You got bounce in your step.
Yeah.
It's happened to me. So like when I started working with you guys, I think I was around 217 or something like that.
Okay.
I weighed myself yesterday. I was 196.
So
you're under 200?
Yes.
Wow.
But again, Johnny, like you, I hit that 199 and it was like,
yeah,
I was free and easy.
Absolutely.
Right?
100%.
Okay. Under 200 is worth celebrating.
Although let's be honest.
I know I should be.
A lot of your weight was stress loss. Was that? Because of us. Due to us.
Yeah.
You have somebody to thank.
I can't.
That's right. I owe you guys.
These two guys.
I can't eat. I can't sleep.
How about a little something for the... Yeah. Hey, how about a little something for our efforts?
Yeah.
Let's give them a round of applause.
That's about it. Looking a little...
Absolutely.
You're not looking gaunt. Well, that's great.
No, not at all, Todd. That's great.
So, safe to say we'll all be under 200 by Valentine's Day?
I'm shooting for that for the start of the new year.
Oh,
it's going to be tough.
By January?
Yeah.
Well, then that's a great goal.
Yeah.
All three of us?
Yeah.
That means that collectively, just in this little room, we've lost like 50 pounds.
I found one of my own.
I think more than that.
I keep all my old pictures of Dr. Diaz.
Get that number you asked me for.
Right,
I've got it
right before I started here at the doctor's, it said 239. But that's with jeans. I always consider clothes 5 pounds at the doctor's office, don't you?
Mm-mm. I jumped on the scale. You know, my shoes off. I just wearing a really light shirt. And
I take my wallet out, my keys out, stuff, but he goes, my glasses out.
But he said, I'll give you 1 pound for the clothes. That's
all.
That's what he said.
All right. So I was 239, now I'm 214. So, I mean, that's...
But you have heavier... You wear jeans. I
always wear jeans. That's what I mean.
Probably two or three, not five.
No?
Unless you leave your shoes on.
No.
You don't wear your shoes.
Never. Literally, I mean... There's been times where it's like, wait a minute, I take my glasses out of my pocket. I take my visor off.
You totally got to get rid of your wallet. And
everything.
Yeah, I would agree.
I want every ounce I can possibly get.
Yeah. So anyway.
Socks and undies. That's where
right.
I'm at.
That's it. That's what you want to weigh in on. But,
well, I'll tell you the truth, though. Boxers, they get it down to like that last ounce sometimes.
No, those boxers, don't they hold up the curtain and take it off?
Well, they're not supposed to. Because you know what they do then? There's a trick. They'll have their two trainers hold a towel tight, and they'll say, well, the boxer's naked. So he hangs onto that towel,
and he lifts up.
Oh.
That little one, that could be a pound
or two. Exactly right.
Oh, yeah, then they get
because if
weight.
You got the boxing commissioner, or just like wrestling, and if it goes down, you don't box.
Yeah, we weren't hiding anything in wrestling. No.
So that's the trick. So what I need to do, next time I weigh in for a big thing, I'm going to get naked. I need you two guys,
sir,
to hold one end of a towel.
Why are we listening to this?
And I'm going
to
lift up.
Because it's called He Ain't Heavy.
He Ain't Heavy.
Oh, I got
He's
it.
He's my partner.
Oh, man. We got a ways to go.
We
got to
do a spoof on that
song. I love it. Our theme song for January 1st.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love it.
We'll find some weight loss song for January.
Well, we got Mark Houston coming up.
Yeah, he's going to be great.
I got to give Mark
interesting.
Credit. He texted me last night. He goes, I hate walking in the rain. We got Bill Schrader, former Packer, coming up.
Yeah.
Back after this.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Matt Nair on Air.
And we are here with Matt Randolph, Mr. Global. Donald Trump now will be coming in for a second term. There has been talk of removing sanctions from Russia. What would that mean, Matt, for the oil and gas industry?
So it depends on what Russia does, but we've seen nothing to suggest that they want to have anything to do with lowering oil prices.
And so the prices are essentially going to stay the same?
In all likelihood, yes.
Matt Nair on Air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
Managing editor of E-Bombs World, Mr. Peter Rapine.
Google this week released a new product, the new AI overview. If you Google search, can I use gasoline to cook spaghetti? Google says, no, you can't use it to cook spaghetti, but you can use gasoline to make spicy spaghetti dishes.
Not recommended. Do not do that.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a good look at Friday. 46 degrees in Green Bay, 45 in Appleton, 46 in Oshkosh. Winds coming from the due west, 5 to 7 miles an hour.
I love Nicole.
Todd, can you check that one? 5 to 7 due west.
You bet.
Nicole Stockman says,
you all look great. Now, isn't that nice? What a nice way to start our Friday, our weekend.
Thank you. But, I mean, it's easy to say when you're like 5'11", like she is, and 106 pounds, and an athlete, and a whatever.
Well, still, I mean, it's a compliment. Let's just take it.
What was your wind cast today?
Wind due west, 5 to 7.
This is northwest, 3.
It's that windy out.
There's different places where it's different, whatever.
Yeah, of course. You stood there as a little gust. Yeah. Hey, I know you're going with your brother up to Nagani or wherever you guys live. I read an article this morning. You talk about maybe going back to the mines. Do you ever, like, is there anything in the mines that would be worth getting?
You can't get a job anymore.
No. Oh. The mines that are closed.
Right.
Do people try to go back there and see if there's anything else? I just want to tell you what's going on in Africa. Be careful of this. I thought about you when I read this.
Here's what's going on in Africa. I thought about you.
The mines are closed.
The diamond mines? What?
Gold. Diamond, gold, whatever, okay. Whatever, yeah, okay. Material, right, that they're, right, whatever they were mining, that's really a subplot. The and people, this guy is getting, you know, these people who are like maybe unemployed and stuff to go and mine, and the mines are closed.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
You see that? And the government?
No, but I've heard of that.
So they're going back and mining, even though the mines are closed, to get gold. The government is PO'd. You know what they're doing? Starving them.
No.
Yeah, they're down there. And they're like, no food. You guys come out, we'll get you arrested. And that's what they're doing. There's like this.
If the mines are closed, what's the big deal?
That's what they thought.
Oh.
But I think the government owns the mines, and there's people mining down there, and they're like, no, can do. So they're going down there, and they're starving them. They cut off the water and food.
Unbelievable.
So these guys are down there losing weight, which is good. Mm-hmm. But after a while, they got to climb out. And when you climb out, you get arrested.
Wow.
So don't do that when you're up in Nogani.
It could be worse. I still think one of the funniest stories, I mean, it was tragedy in a certain way, but it had a good ending. Those guys in Chile that were trapped in that mine.
That was unbelievable. I watched every minute of that. Wasn't that something?
But the funny part is that a couple of the guys were like, you know, Jesus, your turn. And he said, oh, man, you go ahead. Because, like, his girlfriend had showed up, his other mistress, and his wife. And they were all up there. Because they were getting messages.
Oh, to greet him.
To
get out. Oh, I see.
And he's like, you know, the wife didn't know his mistress was there. And that so-and-so's there.
Yeah.
Like, he said, I guess some of the homecomings weren't as warm as they would be.
As TV showed them to be.
Yeah.
You know what was cool about that? And it's people study this in school, but when they were down there, what was it, 40? How many people were down there?
There was a good movie on it.
And they did, they kind of set up like a little like prison cell. They had a leader.
Yeah.
Just how governments, or just how society.
Because one of the kids was eating some of the food.
Right. Gave him a timeout.
They tied him up or something. Right. Yeah,
they had
the
discipline and to keep peace.
Yeah, they took control.
They did. And it really kind of worked its way out. So I think, is that human nature? Do we have to have some kind of, you know, order and rule?
Yeah.
And the answer is yes, I think we do.
I'm going to be totally honest with you. And this is no joke. I'm not joking around. But one of my real fears, and I've actually had nightmares on it. I don't anymore, but is of getting caught in a cave-in and getting even in an like avalanche or thing. That's one of my big, and my grandpa, that happened to him. He was crippled for the rest of his life.
Yeah.
I know it's not a proper term, but he never walked again.
Yeah.
I know of three guys that worked with my dad that all got killed in caves.
In the mines.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was one up there where like 100 guys got killed in one. They hit an underground lake, and it was Barnes and Heckler mine up there. And like three brothers. That's always been one of my biggest fears.
I gotta see.
But what I'm saying is, though, up around Houghton, there were all kinds of copper mines, of copper mines. And like rock copper, when you find it, can be really valuable.
Right.
You know, these collectors even. I mean, people use it for like table displays. You get these big hunks of it.
Right.
And these kids would come up from like, you know, the Detroit area or whatever. Oh, let's go exploring or whatever. Right. And there are signs up now. And actually, I think it indoctrination sometimes at Michigan Tech, because they're mining students, a lot of these kids, you know, meteorological, whatever. And and it's like, we're just telling you right now, here, do not do this.
Yeah.
They left these, they basically just said, okay, this one's run dry. See ya.
Yeah.
And they left these shafts there and they collapsing and whatever. People have died from that going into those kind of mine shafts.
But what I'm saying is people are down in other countries. They're going back in.
I believe it.
Copper's worth some money.
Oh, man.
Think about gold. So, but
or diamonds,
right? And they're saying like, "No, can't do. You go in there, we're gonna starve you." No, they won't send food down there anymore.
Did you ever see that movie? I think it was called Black Diamond.
Yeah,
and how they were trying to sneak out. They'd like curl their toes a little bit if they found one to try to sneak it out, and if they caught, they like cut off their foot, and it was just like crazy.
And those kids.
Yeah.
Doesn't take much. Doesn't take a lot of diamonds to get your retirement plan.
Under the toe.
Right.
One under the till. I've always thought that.
A little more copper, though.
I know, but yeah.
Anyway, yeah, that's all right.
Yeah.
That's going to be great up there. Your weather's good, too, right? Did I see that?
The first day. Saturday looks good, then it looks, but no snow. So I'm fine with that.
Okay.
I'm totally fine. Today is drummer day. I always wanted to be a drummer. I would have given anything in the world to be a drummer.
Buddy Rich, right?
I wanted to be like Tommy Lee.
Amazing. Tommy Lee.
Yeah.
No, I just remember Buddy Rich was on.
He's been on John
Letterman.
Carson.
He was on Carson.
Then
Carson asked him, you know, name the five best drummers. He goes, well, me, of course. I love when people say that. It's like what I told you when I ran into Judge Scalia right in the airport, you know, and Justice, I said, you know, I'm Green Bay. Oh, I love Green Bay. And I said, you know, you are doing a great job. Yes, I am.
Yes, I am.
Like, okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, so it's drummer day.
Todd, five best drummers.
Bobby Rydell.
I don't know Bobby.
Bobby Rydell was a drummer?
Oh, yeah, he's a good drummer. How about the guy who...
I'll tell you who's actually really, really good.
That my wife likes.
Was...
Keith Moon?
No, the guy from... Who's the guy... Donna really likes him. He's a drummer. He's sick now.
Yeah. You're talking about Phil Collins.
Phil Collins?
He's great.
Yeah. He would be like a Bobby Rydell. Those guys are good drummers.
I don't think Bobby Rydell was a drummer.
Okay. All right.
He was a singer.
Then you pick him. Was Phil Collins a singer? No.
Yes, he was.
I know. That's my point. You can do both.
Max Weinberg. Weinberg.
Yeah, he's good.
He was phenomenal.
And there's different kinds of drummers, right?
Right. True that.
I mean, Karen Carpenter was actually a very good drummer.
Really?
She was absolutely incredible.
I did not know that.
Yeah. Ed Shaughnessy, the old Tonight Show drummer, was very good, too.
Wow.
Yes, he
was very good.
He had his own gig. Like, he did, a lot.
I was going to give you, I'm going to give you money today if you go to the casino to make a bet on the game this week.
Yeah.
The wager I was going to give you, but that amount, Bobby Rydell, a drummer, yes or no? I say no.
Oh, man. I could have $20 up already? Or was it 50? Or was it 100?
We'll talk. We'll find out the answer first and then determine the wager.
You get it right here.
All right. Back after this. You got me so I don't know what I'm doing.
Broadcasting from the home of the green and gold, 97.9 WGBW. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
The UW-Madison Division of Extension is offering a valuable resource for Wisconsin farmers and agribusinesses with its upcoming Wisconsin Ag Law Update.
I'm Charity Seebecker for the Midwest Farm Report.
Kelly Wilfert, Farm Law Outreach Specialist with UW Extension, says that this event will provide crucial information on recent changes in agricultural law that could significantly impact the state's farmers.
It's going to be a one-hour roundup of major changes that impact Wisconsin farmers. Each one of these updates is going to be tailored to what's happening in the moment. A few things we might cover, some changes that have been coming down the pipeline. We've got the beneficial ownership reporting requirement, which is going to be due at the end of December for most Wisconsin farm entities. We might touch on some tax proposals and changes, like the change in the estate and gift tax exemption that's scheduled for 2026. I've been following the Clean Water Act lawsuit in northern Wisconsin, and of course, more recently, the poultry processor dismissal of bankruptcy that's impacting our Wisconsin poultry growers.
That's Farm Law Outreach Specialist for UW-Madison Division of Extension, Kelly Wilfert, along with us. That seminar will be on December 4th, and you can find more information on our website at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'll have more agriculture news right after this.
Okay, it's time for our fan field goal kick of the game. This week's contestant already looks like a winner, Jim. He's sporting a Pioneer brand PowerCore Enlist corn t-shirt. Well, with an advanced combination of exclusive genetics at his side, this should be an easy 3 points. Like three distinct modes of action against above ground pests. All right, here's the kick. It's good! Not bad for a guy in work boots.
Start your best year yet. Visit pioneer.com/nopests.
Farming is full of up and downs, but with the right tools, you can navigate any cycle. Join Compeer Financial's Grain Vantage webinar on December 4th from 9 to noon. Hear from ag industry pros like me, Rob Sharkey, during this free virtual event. Leave with real-world strategies to help you manage risk and explore opportunities in today's market. Visit compeer.com/grainvantage to sign up. The Grain Vantage webinar, helping you take control of your farm's financial future.
I'm Charity Seebecker for the Midwest Farm Report with a look at your agribusiness news. The next application deadline for grants from Dairies Foundation is December 1st. Organizations nationwide can apply for grants of up to $10,000. These grants support new programs that build skills for students or dairy producers and increase public trust in dairy. Complete grant information is available on the Dairy Foundation website. You can find more news on this as well as other agriculture news stories on our website at MidwestFarmReport.com. While you're there, sign up for our e-newsletter and you'll receive 5 stories delivered to your inbox every day. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It is going to be a nice weekend, and you're going to want to get out and enjoy it because things are going to start to go downhill next week. Cloudy this morning, gradual clearing this afternoon, our high today 53, 37 tonight, tomorrow mostly cloudy, scattered showers 53, Sunday partly cloudy with a high of 56. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now it's 46.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Stuart J. Waddles. I've been into like pistachios. Now they sell them shelled. That's probably my favorite movie snack for when I'm at home.
Are you getting paid by Big Nut? I don't know of anybody that has pistachios during a movie.
Listen, I would love to be paid by Big Nut. I could do cough drops during movies if people would pay me.
Let's redirect here because this could go bad.
I think it already has.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Hey, welcome back. Mine on the Mirror here in a good looking Friday morning. Drummer Boy Day. Or not Drummer Boy Day, Drummer Day.
That would be.
We're getting some texts in on that. Carl says, I like all the people you listed as the best drummers ever, but I'd like to add Stuart Copeland of The Police. Carl. Got another one here from Mike. He says, Eric Johnson from the Glam Band. Yeah. Top notch drummer.
He is.
He truly is. He truly is.
But yeah, Bobby Rydell.
Did you look it up?
Yeah.
And what did it say? What does it say?
He's a drummer.
What does it say? Can you just read it?
Sure.
World famous drummer Bobby Rydell.
It didn't really say but okay, keep talking.
So you mentioned Recycling Day, Bundt Cake Day. I never knew what a Bundt Cake is. Is that like a
There's a store.
It's actually a Bundt pan, is what it is, right?
Yeah, that's
it's
what I'm
got
thinking.
Those weird ridges.
Yeah.
Isn't there a store?
Is that like Angel Cake, Angel Food Cake?
No, it's denser than that.
All right.
I think there's a store, a Bundt Cake store in Ashwaubenon.
That seems like a real German thing. Bundt Cake. Chancellor Bundt.
Boy, every cake in the 80s was a Bundt Cake.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I remember just seeing those things hanging on all my friends' grandma's wall in their kitchen. That pan. It's like copper.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I can see it in my mind.
So there's a picture of Bobby Rydell right there in front of you guys.
There he is. What's he doing, John? Tell our listeners what he's doing.
I'm not sure. I don't have my glasses. Today is
Get this. As a 14-year-old, this kid was 14, was the drummer in the Emons, which is No Name spelled backwards, which he included his childhood friend, Pat Czar. He drummed in a number of bands.
When I was 5 years old, my dad took me to the Earl Theater in Philadelphia to see the Benny Goodman Band. Every time his drummer took a drum solo, the audience went crazy. I turned to my father and said, Daddy, I don't want to know who that man is, but I want to be like him.
Who was it?
It was the drummer for the Benny Goodman Band.
But that
was Bobby Rydell.
Right there.
Yeah, saying that. So John.
John, you know what? Let me tell you how I knew that. And it wasn't, I don't have to tell you everything.
He was at the Carlton?
Yep. And
I was being sarcastic.
No, he was. He was
Todd, it's just the answer for everything when he says, I met him.
Well, I did. And he was at the Carlton and he would sing, Wild One or his hits. And then instead of how these guys take breaks, go up, he would do some drum solos and he was really, really good.
Okay. Well, may I just say this?
Yeah.
Had you had said that before, I wouldn't have made the bet.
I wouldn't have won my money.
I know, but I think that the bet is null and void.
No, John.
I didn't know you had seen him before you said that.
Yes, I got his autograph somewhere. So.
Got this nothing Bundt Cakes? Is nothing
Bundt Cakes. See, that's the name of the company I was talking about.
Oh, the name.
Like nothing Bundt Cakes.
Got it.
That's kind of a cool, that's a little clever.
I like
clever.
That play on that's
nothing
very Bundt clever.
Nothing Bundt Cakes in Ashwaubenon. Phenomenal. Okay.
Nikki.
So I'll bet you they, the holidays coming
cakes.
Up probably
like
a little
that.
Bit more. And yes, and that's, they got a lot of prop when they started. And I'm glad to hear they're still around. Because they've been around for
cakes.
A few years. That's a cool story.
Whoever came up with that name, that's fantastic.
Yep.
Yes.
I've always thought about that, about being a guy that just comes up with names for other people's businesses and bands and things like that. What?
It'd be really
keep
simple.
Thinking.
What do you mean? It'd be really simple.
John, he'd be like,
gotta jump down that.
I got a great name for you.
Yeah.
We have Bundt Cakes. How's that?
Bundt Cakes are here.
Bundt Cakes, Bundt Cakes, Bundt Cakes.
Bundt Cakes are us. Yeah. Okay. That's great, Johnny. I love it. Yeah.
All right, fine.
That Toys R Us did work. I mean,
then
everybody tried to leverage on.
Whatever happened to them? I remember walking downtown Chicago. We'd stay at the Westin for the GB basketball games, and it was the greatest place in America. They had Border Books, which was a 5-story bookstore. Remember Border Books Avenue? You would have Crate and Barrel, which was a phenomenal store. You would have the Schwartz store.
Well, Schwartz and Toys R Us are competitors.
I know that, but then you'd also have a Toys R Us.
Wow.
And it's like you could walk in downtown Chicago to some of the coolest stores.
Yeah, that Schwartz.
I remember they had a Baby Gap, which was cool when Dom was really little.
It that was when my kids were little.
One more.
What?
Popcorn place my daughter worked at. That caramel corn place.
Right on Michigan Avenue.
Yeah, that smells
always,
so phenomenal.
Always a line there,
yes,
huh? Always.
She worked there. My daughter worked there.
Yeah.
So, in about 3 blocks of downtown Chicago back in the day.
Right, clever names, yeah.
Phenomenal. And I don't think any of them are still there.
No, I I don't know. Michigan Mile. Yeah, Schwartz is gone. But that was a loss.
Borders Books is gone. Oh, yeah. I don't know if Crate and Barrel is still a thing.
Though they have American Girl bought a place.
But I think the popcorn place is closed.
Well.
I think it is. And that was a landmark for like 80 years.
Yeah.
But I mean, don't they have problems with these smash and grabs and things like that down there now?
Well, those days are going to be over now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Todd's got one of those smirks on his face.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm heading to New York, and I'm going to go back to our, I'll get some more Mine on the Mayor M&Ms.
Yeah.
You know, at the.
All right. We'll take
them. The M&M factory.
All right.
So much stuff there. That's one of those, what we're talking about, like FAO Schwartz, three stories.
Yeah.
So you have everything there that you could imagine. Yeah. It's just very, very cool.
Is Crate and Barrel still with
you? Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
That was like a real trendy, cool place. Really expensive back in the day.
Wait.
But really cool.
What am I thinking of? I'm not thinking of Crate and Barrel. What's the store? It's like that, but it's more of a food place. They're all over the place, especially in the South.
Yep.
Nope.
I have no idea on this one.
It's a place. Everybody goes there, and they have like a restaurant, and they have like a little shopping area.
Nobody knows the name of it, but everybody goes there.
Everybody goes there. They're huge. There's actually one in Wisconsin, probably more.
Cracker Barrel.
Yeah. Well, you said Crate and Barrel.
Crate and Barrel, Cracker Barrel.
Okay, see that? I'm not too far. It's only 640.
Cracker Barrel.
Cracker Barrel, okay.
Cracker Barrel.
Somebody Mark sent Houston. It in. All right, Mark, thank you for that. Cracker Barrel. Not a Crate and Barrel. You're right. Crate and Barrel is like Williams, Sonoma. Are they still around?
Yes.
Okay. That's right. Good stuff.
All right. Today is also, I'm struggling with this. I'm going to get it now. Philanthropy Day.
There you go.
All right.
Wait, this Ron Wilson. No, this guy who texts this in. Write the best drummer. What's the best drumming song?
Oh, I see. Wipo.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's like the standard almost, isn't it?
That would be a
test. Can you do
that? Would be a
wipeout?
Test. Do you play Wipeout?
Let's see how far you've advanced.
If you do,
play Wipeout.
You get the gig.
Yes.
Okay, that's good. That was
Raisin Bran cereal day. I can't think of anything worse.
Why? Well, I don't know.
Not a raisin guy. Mm. Not a raisin guy. You know, I bought some. I was so disappointed the other day. I bought some low keto bread. I was trying to buy low keto bread.
I don't like that.
But it was cinnamon flavored. I hate cinnamon. Yeah. I don't mind the taste. I hate cinnamon bread, cinnamon things like that.
You like that?
I like cinnamon rolls, so I shouldn't say that.
Trinary toast. That
I love Trinary toast.
That's a little cinnamon.
Actually, I'm going to have some of that this week. Do you want me to bring you guys some back?
Sure, I'll have some.
Okay, I'll bring back some.
Give Todd mine.
Right. I'll rip my mouth up with that. That's great.
You got to dunk it.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You got to dunk it.
For like a day. Okay, it's this philanthropy day, right? Is that what you just
did? Yeah.
That's a question on my test for my students.
When is philanthropy day?
No, what is?
What is philanthropy?
What is philanthropy? We talk about...
Oh, I gotcha.
What is profit?
Yeah.
Which is more important. But then once
you...
Well, no, I tell them that. You're not in business to be a philanthropist. You're in business to make a profit.
Okay.
But once you do that, and if you run in... And we talk about ethics. If you run an ethical company, then you... After profit comes philanthropy. Not alphabetically, but in your world, they have to do it. I just did this with a kid yesterday, and he got a B in the class, by the way, that kid I tutored out that got incomplete yesterday.
That's cool.
And he took the final, and we were talking about philanthropy. He did struggle with that. And I'm like, dude, you're going to be successful. You've got to know this. And I said, I'm meeting with him in the homeless shelter. I'm like, right here. This is where you got to send some of your money. So philanthropy, I didn't know it was philanthropy day. I think that's awesome that we have a day, and I hope everybody knows what.
This last one is for John, though, I think.
Oh, God, yes.
Petula Clark?
No.
An annual day. Once a year.
Right after Raisin Bran cereal day.
Yeah.
Clean out your fridge day.
Yes.
Get the chisel.
Yeah. Oh, man, I got to tell you.
Growing intelligent
I'm worried
life.
About something.
What? Yeah.
I cannot get that smell of burnt plastic and soup out of my apartment.
I heard about this story yesterday. Yeah. I wasn't even here and I was hearing about this story.
Okay, but let me just say this. That might sound like an old guy thing. At the exact same time, he had more of an old guy thing at exactly the same time.
And what was that?
It's not the exact same thing. Mine was a little bit
yours
more understandable. No, it wasn't. It just lasted. Mine burned longer than yours.
All right.
I was heating some...
Put that in the t-shirt.
I was heating up some soup.
As was I.
John left a plastic spoon. I don't think there's a plastic spoon in my house. But anyway, he left a plastic spoon in there, and it overheated and melted the spoon. And he was like,
I didn't know that until I ate the soup.
Yeah. that melted a plastic spoon in there, which I don't really follow all that. But anyway, what happened to me was I came
home.
It
slipped under the surface.
Yeah, I know.
I used it to taste and see how hot it was.
Right, and then it
and
put
then
it back
I just
in,
put it back down.
Which was that
went
was
did
your
something
mistake.
Whatever. Yeah. Come back and eat it. See, and it's like, wow, it must have burnt into the pan, yeah. And it was the plastic spoon that burnt.
Yeah, and what John did was
a lot of people have done that, Jim.
Yeah, John went and did something. I don't know in that studio what you can all how far away you can get from that. I went to a different room and sat down and I fell asleep, and that soup got burned.
Todd.
Like I told him.
Todd. On the stove or Todd, in the microwave?
Todd, step in.
No, it's on the stove. I don't like microwave soup. It gets too hot in the middle.
Yeah.
Todd, who's the old guy? Who's the old guy?
That's rough. No. What kind of soup was it, Jim?
Mine was homemade.
Yeah, it was homemade. It was vegetable. You know, there's some carrots in there. It was just like a vegetable soup. Just vegetable.
So how did it burn?
Oh,
we fell asleep and it evaporated.
Yeah. Oh, it did.
It was a while. I probably slept for... I don't know, 20 minutes, 25. And then I woke up, I was like, wow, something smells. I thought, I'll be honest with you, I thought I turned it off. Because I had a bowl, but I didn't turn it off. And it was black. Like, I mean, she worked so hard on that pan.
Does it smell? The kitchen?
It did.
Who's she?
Donna.
I thought like, maybe you had somebody come in.
Yeah, I wasn't sure either. Consuela, right? Manny.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah, right? Absolutely.
Consuela. That wasn't very nice.
Well, I'm just saying.
Anyway, it was at least a day.
Okay, I'm sorry. Helga from the Ukraine or so-and-so from Kabastastan. Yeah.
Anyway, I should know better than that because I know that the majority of fires start in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And for two reasons. One is people walk away from the stove.
Yeah.
That's probably number one. Secondly is people put fans in their kitchen, which really you shouldn't do. I have one, but.
Why?
Well, because it blows paper and then it can get over to the stove.
Oh, that? I thought you meant the discharge, the fan from.
Oh, no, not the, what is that called? Like
exhaust fan.
The exhaust fan. Those are great.
Yeah.
But sometimes people put a ceiling fan in or little fans that gets hot in the kitchen.
Yeah, I can see that.
And that can blow a piece of paper to the stove.
I can see that.
Anyway, we both, yes. I think mine is much more understandable.
Oh, my God.
Who leaks this? First of all, what do you think of the plastic?
You're a doctor. You're a psychiatrist or something like that. We both come in to argue over the point of who did something
dumber. If we both walked in, that doctor would be like, cha-ching, a lot of money coming up. These guys are going to be coming back for a long time.
Who do you think needs some guidance, me or him?
I guess from a scale of being worried, I'm more worried that food on the stove could have really started a fire.
Absolutely.
And burnt down, you know, the
Astor
house.
Astor Park.
Yep. Yeah.
Astor Park.
Yep. Like Mrs. O'Cleary's cow or whatever.
It survived. Astor Park survived the soup. The Civil War, survived World War I, survived Prohibition, did not survive Jim falling asleep while he was cooking.
Yeah. I did. And that was must have been a...
Yeah.
I'm surprised Milton didn't wake me up, though, and say, hey, look, man, that soup.
Just saying. Chad Kroger is 50 from Nickelback. Kevin Eubanks is 67. Who was Kevin Eubanks?
He was the lead. He was the lead on the Tonight Show. With
you're right.
Jay Leno.
You're right. The band leader.
Yep.
Boy, that guy. He went on to make a ton of money, didn't he? Didn't he win all those awards, Kevin Eubanks?
Oh, I don't know.
Don't know.
Beverly D'Angelo, 73.
I know where you're going.
I don't know who.
Beverly D'Angelo. She was the mom in National Lampoon.
Yeah.
You saw Vacation.
Yeah.
You saw Christmas Vacation. Mm-hmm. You saw the Vacation.
That's the lady.
National Imp- She's the mom. Did not age well.
Well, she had a lot of plastic surgery.
She was in a show I just loved, Entourage.
Okay.
She was in Entourage and had some bit roles in The Sopranos, and I did not recognize her.
Yeah.
Surgery that just...
Didn't work,
it
huh?
Just, well, it made her look like a different person.
Yeah.
Put it that way. It's not grotesque. It's not like, look away, I'm hideous. Just looked like a different person after that. Got this from Dave. Guys, got to be honest, this has assisted living written all over it for the both of you.
No kidding.
I think that we would be safe.
Yeah.
And that's why Grandpa's there. He's safe.
Petula Clark, 92 years old.
Oh, my gosh.
You got to play some Petula Clark.
That downtown. Absolutely, boy, with it.
Oh, man.
That's
huge.
We still use that.
Like,
when we promote downtown, we still play that.
You would.
Awesome.
All right, we're going to set a quick break. Modern the Mayor, back after this.
No matter how you say it, Berenson's Candies in Green Bay has been synonymous with Christmas tradition since 1925. That means a trip to Green Bay without Berenson's Candies could get you in a lot of trouble. Stock up on your favorites like Meltaways, Pecan Turtles, and Angel Food. When buying your candy this year, you better make it Berenson's. The Berenson's family wishes you a Merry Christmas season. Berenson's Candies, 200 North Broadway in Green Bay. The chocolate people dream of, no matter how you say it.
Home ownership. At Progressive, we know it's part of the American dream. It's sea to shining sea and water damage as far as the eye can see. It's America. It's freshly mowed grass and a fence that was freshly vandalized by a pack of unruly teens. It's America. It's also round-the-clock protection when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, which can help keep the American dream of home ownership alive and kicking. Get a quote at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. It's worth a look. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Hey, it's John Mino.
And Jim Schmidt from Mino and the Mayor.
Want to stay in the loop with all things Northeast Wisconsin? Sign up for the WGBW Weekly Newsletter.
Get the latest local stories, updates on the weather, and a special feature from our Mino and the Mayor podcast.
It's your one-stop shop for real news and great conversations in Northeast Wisconsin.
Log on to WGBW.FM today and get signed up.
Real news, great conversations. Sign up today at WGBW.FM/newsletter.
When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown. When you've got worries, all the noise and the
Everybody knows this song.
Great song.
This is a great, great song.
I'm going to say 1964.
Let me see what I can find
out. Still play this in the city. When I was mayor, we'd have an introduction to downtown or have a party. We would play this.
What did you say? What year?
1964.
Wow.
Thank you.
I don't know how you do that.
Me either.
Lisa?
I know how he does that. How? He was in radio at that time.
I know, but still.
Well, that is
wow.
true.
There,
and he's connecting what he was doing at that time.
You're right, but I'm going to say this. You're right about some part of that, connecting to something. That they did a spoof on that song at my high school when I was really little. It was 1964, and they were playing in the regional finals to go downstate. That's a big thing in the UP to go downstate. To the quarterfinal, semifinal, and a state. It's almost like going to Camp Randall.
Your theme song?
So they did a thing called Downstate. Okay. Things will be great when we're downstate.
I got it.
Things will be good when you're downstate.
I got it. Okay, thanks. That's so funny.
Things waiting for you.
I'm surprised they didn't downstate. Do a cease and desist.
But you know what? They had the nuns up there singing it.
That would be even better.
In their old regala.
And that's where they came up with, what is that movie with Whoopi Goldberg?
With Whoopi Goldberg. It's the exact same
Sister
type
Act.
Of thing.
Right.
Sister
all
Act. Sister Act.
They all had
all
their,
started
they got
in
the
Nugani.
White breastplate or whatever you call it, the big white, or the big hood things.
Yeah, like flying nuns.
And they, got up and sang that song, and it played, our gym went like crazy.
That's right. The nuns call it the white breastplate. Yes, that's what.
The whiffle.
What's it called?
The whiffle is what goes over the head, I believe.
The whiffle?
That's a habit.
Whiffle.
What was the white part?
Well, the habit is the whole thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, but there's different names for different parts of it.
Yeah. I think so.
Our nuns were Sisters of St. Joseph. It would be the black and white bonnet or whatever you want to call it. And then the big cape type thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know what? They were never cold. Yeah, they were never cold or they were never hot. Even though they had those things around their neck, they never complained about that. Wouldn't that drive you crazy? Like in hot weather, having that thing around your neck?
I think that's part of being a nun, though.
Wow.
Is not complaining.
I give them credit, man.
Oh, you're right. It was. It was secured by a whipple. There's a coif and a veil at the back. A whipple. Nice job, Lisa.
Nice. I would. You know what? I'd love to get on the show. I'd love to get a former nun on the show. like one of the old school nuns and see what life was really like for them.
Oh my God. John, I'm going to tell her to bring her ruler in so she can slap you.
Right. I don't think that's a good idea.
I do. Are there any former nuns out there? I'd love to talk to them. No?
What about current nuns?
No. I want the old school.
Well, John,
what?
They're all kind of
dead.
I mean, no, dead, but there's, when's the last person that you know that's a nun? Like, are there young nuns?
I don't
there
know.
Are some sure novices there are. Now. Are there? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. There's people that, there's women that still go into that, I would think.
I don't know.
I will tell you, I mean, I could get a nun on here.
I know a sister that she teaches at Notre Dame still.
Yes.
But Sister Laura.
Sister Laura. Okay.
Oh, she'd be awesome.
Everybody
to have
loves her.
Love Sister Laura.
She's a pretty chill nun, though. She's not into the habits and all that.
No, but she wouldn't. I bet when she was getting into it, it was still that way.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Sister Laura, we'd love to have
or,
you on.
Or I'll do a shout out. I hope she's listening. One of my classmates became a nun.
Oh, really?
Nancy Reby.
All right. Don't even go there. No, I've got a thing here. This nun conversation sure is screaming too old, guys.
No kidding.
Sorry to bring you in on this, Lisa. Wow.
I'm sorry. I was just thinking, yeah, it does kind of scream too old, guys.
It does. I know. Yeah. All right, we'll move on.
I love you guys.
Because turning on a kettle of soup and then falling asleep for 2 hours
that
doesn't.
At 9:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
That's what time it was, too.
What?
I came home and I had to go to work at noon, and I thought, oh, I just got to have something to eat, and then I fell asleep. Yeah, it was not good. So anyway, all right, Lisa, what is going on in the great world of civic media news?
Well, I tell you, I am getting excited for our new WSCO weekend this weekend. The show is going to be great. It features two of my favorite things in the whole wide world, and that's libraries and books. So we're going to talk about the Brown County Library. We're going to talk about the Appleton Public Library moving from its temporary location back to its real location. We've got poetry. We've got stories about all sorts of things. A musician who loves books so much, she actually bought a bookstore. So it's really going to be a fun issue this weekend.
And that Oshkosh Library as well, they just did a bunch of rebranding and stuff down there recently. Too. So
they did. And they redid their website as well as a lot of things. So.
Well, library, you know, when I was living in Appleton a couple of years ago, I used to go to, I'm going to say this wrong, but I always say it wrong. Was it a Jubilee store?
No, it was not a Jubilee store. I think it was a Best Buy or something.
And it was kind of cool because it was just wide open. You know what I mean? Just whole wide open. I used to go there a lot, but they say the new where they moved to then in Appleton is spectacular.
They're going to have a great new building. Yeah. Not new building, but
they're a few months away from that.
Right, but they're closing on November 25th.
Right, and then you have to have your. We had the guy in here. Remember, he said put together your library plan.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Did you? Okay, I was like, okay.
I would love to.
I was like, tell me more.
I know, but I
don't have a library plan.
I told you, I'd love to own a bookstore.
Yes, but these libraries today, though, are they're more than just a place to check out books.
They've had to adapt.
They have, and there's places to read the paper. There's people that have meetings with groups, and there's just a lot of cool stuff.
Not only that, but there's a lot of media. It's not just books. Right. It's DVDs. It's videos. It's audio. It's everything you can possibly think of that is media related. Yeah. Libraries are an extremely important community resource.
Lisa, give your show a quick pub, please.
New WSCO Weekend, Saturdays at 8, Sundays at 11, here on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 WISS.
You do a fantastic job. We just love hearing your voice.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you so much.
We really do.
I know you like the Southern accent.
Love it. Just give us a use all.
You all or Yo. Use guys.
Use guys.
Well, that's more.
Thank you, Lisa Hale. You.
Thanks.
You're the best.
Thank you.
What you need is a change of habit. Now if you're in the habit to let your temper fly, when you talk with people who don't see eye to eye.
Maggie Dawn.
Do you need some good news? I know I do. Next, I'll be joined by Terry Barr for what's good, local, and overlooked in Wisconsin.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.